News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine for the war against Russia, even though the United Nations urges the warring countries to avoid using them. Biden's administration announced that decision on Friday. Pentagon will send thousands of cluster munitions as part of a new military aid package worth up to $800 million. At the White House press briefing, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia's cluster bombs are more dangerous to civilians.
The cluster munitions that we would provide have dud rates far below what Russia is doing, is providing, not higher than 2.5%.
Cluster bombs open in the air to hit multiple targets at once. No one from the Russian Wagner mercenary group has yet visited a disused military camp that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has offered for Wagner's use. That's according to an advisor to the Belarus defense minister to reporters on Friday. Reuters' Alice Rizzo tells us more.
Wagner's chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was supposed to stand down his mercenaries and move to Belarus in exchange for Russian President Vladimir Putin dropping charges against him. These were the terms of an agreement brokered by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko last month. To end an armed mutiny by Wagner, the gravest challenge to Putin in his 23 years in power. But the deal does not seem to be playing out on those lines. On Friday, Guy Falconbridge, Reuters Russia's bureau chief, visited the camp.
What we saw were 300 big tents surrounded by forest. And what the takeaway of all of this is that if Wagner isn't at the camp...
That is Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog said Friday that he had heard that one or two experts behind its report greenlighting Japan's release of treated radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima plant may have had some concerns. Details from Reuters' Edward Barron.
On Friday, Rafael Grossi said he'd heard that one or two experts may have been against the report.
I heard that being said, I'm not sure, to be honest, that is the case. But again, what we have published is scientifically impeccable.
Grossi said none of the experts had raised concerns with him directly and did not elaborate on how he'd heard of any issues. China's state-run Global Times newspaper on Thursday said Liu Shenlin, a Chinese expert in the IAEA's technical working group, was disappointed with the, quote, hasty report.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. The United States has destroyed the last of its declared chemical weapons stockpile. Details from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said workers at the Bluegrass Alley Depot in Kentucky eliminated the last of thousands of rockets filled with sarin nerve gas that have been stored there since the 1940s. It's a watershed moment for the nation's decades-long effort to meet a September deadline for destroying weapons under the International Chemical Weapons Convention. That took effect in 1997 and was joined by 193 countries. Another Army site in Colorado completed destruction of its stockpile last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte has announced that he is resigning and that his cabinet as well, citing irreconcilable differences within the four-party coalition about how to rein in migration. The decision late Friday by the Netherlands' longest-serving premier means that the country will face a general election later this year for the 150-seat lower house of parliament. A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers at a Walmart in Texas has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life sentences in federal prison. Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty this year to nearly 50 federal hate crimes charges in the 2019 mass shooting in the border city of El Paso. 24-year-old sentencing Friday came nearly 4 years after he drove more than 700 miles from his home near Dallas and targeted Hispanic shoppers with an AK-style rifle inside and outside the store. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.